Canada. The first tune was from a man named James Chichu, who you might have met if you've ever been to Moose Factory on James Bay, which is at the very northern part of Ontario. If you're a hockey fan, you might have also heard of a guy from Moose Factory whose name is Chichu. But it's not the same guy, because James Chichu is like 75, and somehow I can't see him playing Canadian hockey. So that tune was just a dance tune from their community up there. Chichu is a great fiddler, and he calls that tune Elbow Swing, which is kind of telling. The second and third tunes I learned from a man named John Arcand, and he's a friend of mine. Really, really wonderful guy. You know Johnny? And the first tune he wrote, it's called The Gray Owl. He wrote it for a guy that does a bunch of nature environmental preservation work in the Gray Owl Preserve close to where Johnny lives near Saskatoon. And I don't wonder if anybody's ever written a Saskatoon. But,
oh, now you gave
You can have it. The second tune he learned from his dad, whose name was Victor, and his dad was just a dance fiddler that played square dances in the community. And Victor apparently didn't have too many names for many of his tunes. So rather than the contrivance of trying to figure out what all the names were or making up names, Johnny just numbered them all. So that third tune was Victor's number 39. Not to be confused with Victor's number 41st jig in C, or any of the other 100 Victor tunes. And the last tune was just a well-known tune up there called the Old Reel of Eight. So I just wanted to tell you all that stuff because the Métis fiddle tradition is really beautiful, and some really nice music there. So.